The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. This week, I spent some time thinking about the actually quite a few families I know who've been impacted by adoption. I think of the heartbreaking circumstances that led to the need for adoption. I think of the difficult choices facing birth parents. And I think of the longing and the waiting that adoptive parents go through. It usually takes a lot longer than 9 months. There's waiting to be matched with the child, which can take years, and then there's all the waiting and the hard work that it takes for all the legal pieces to fall in place. And even when the happy adoption day comes, for those who experience infertility, it doesn't just erase all that grief. It doesn't just go away. I think of a family I know who were matched with a child living in South Korea, and they already loved him, but they had to wait so long to bring him home. There's a lot of waiting. And often it's an anxious and uncertain waiting too, as would-be adoptive parents don't know, as they fall more in love with the child every day and don't know whether they will be able to keep them as their own. So when I think of families that I know impacted by adoption, I think of so much love. And a lot of pain too, but I think the love is bigger than the pain. I think of families formed by much more than biology. And I think of how many people it takes to do what's best for each child, from the courts to the supportive services, and of course, all those families, foster families, all of them. So much fierce and sacrificial love. When we read that the Holy Spirit brought about our adoption as children of God, our own knowledge of what makes a family is helpful, even if it is somewhat limited. First, we are no longer slaves. Now, in the ancient Roman world, it was unfortunately common for children to be abandoned and sold into slavery. Many people in the Roman church would have been slaves or former slaves. Or, I mean, if you weren't a slave or a former slave, you probably knew someone. It was part of life. So here, verse 15 again. Put yourself in the perspective of someone for whom slavery is a reality in your life or your past. And hear Paul's words anew. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. Spiritually, we who were slaves to sin and death are now adopted to sonship. God has made us his own children, his choice. We are chosen. Doesn't matter whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, God makes us his children. It's quite the transformation of status from slaves to beloved children. We've gone from a kind of living death, an existence, to being chosen by God himself, his very own. It's not completely unlike the orphan Annie's change of status, you know, going from her hard knocks and her lack of love to being wanted, enjoying all the privileges in her father's house. But this is more than a rags-to-riches story, for sure. By him we cry, Abba, Father. That little Aramaic word appears only 3 times in the Bible. Jesus is the first one to say it. It's in Mark 14. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus had just told his disciples that his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And he starts praying, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. So in that moment of overwhelming sorrow, Jesus addressed God not as holy and not as almighty, although those are both true. He addressed God as Father in the language of a babbling infant. In his moment of intense need, Jesus cried out like a dependent child who can say little and can do even less. Abba also, of course, is here in Romans 8 and also in Galatians chapter 4, which is a very similar passage of Paul's. Paul's also writing about adoption, or our adoption as children of God. We are the helpless and needy children looking to Abba to take us in and take care of us. Then and now, adoption has a legal dimension, for sure. There are good reasons we can't just pick a child and make them our own. There are national and international laws guiding adoption designed to protect children and families. Under U.S. law, adoptive parents have the same rights and responsibilities as biological parents. And under Roman law, an adopted child has the same legal status and inheritance rights of a biological child. Now in Rome, only in those days, only sons inherited. And so, you know, kind of our Bibles kind of struggle with the translation of this. Adoption to sonship applied both to the men and women of the church, but sonship is an important word because that indicates inheritance rights. So all the children of God, not through their own efforts or merit, are children adopted with inheritance rights from God himself. So today, it means that regardless of our background, churched or unchurched, regardless of past sins, we are welcome in God's family. And we are to live as good relatives, caring for members of God's family. Is there anything harder than getting along with your siblings, right? We talked about the Joseph story in confirmation this morning, and the kids can all relate. We can all relate to the challenges of getting along with our siblings. And that's true for our siblings in Christ, too. It's not always easy, but God has made us this family and wants us to live in harmony. The inheritance that we are promised is not material or financial. This inheritance is Christ himself. And we are promised both suffering and glory as we unite our lives with his death and resurrection. At some point, the family metaphor, as all metaphors do, falls a bit short because none of our earthly families fully capture the love and the hope that we have in Christ. But family provides a nice kind of start for our imaginations, a hook, a way for us to start to wrap our minds around what God has done for us in taking us from slavery to sonship and the power of the Spirit to create a new family of God by God's grace. Let's pray. Abba, Father, when we think of the best of family life, we begin to grasp your infinite love for us, your fierce and sacrificial and unending love, your determination to make us your children, your persevering love that pursues us even when we go astray. Thank you, God. Help us to hold our heads high, knowing that you no longer view us as slaves, but as precious children. And help us to cling to Christ in the good and in the bad every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.